The Pat Kenny Show
on News Talk with Mastercard.
Lying on the floor or pretending to roar like a lion can do wonders for an elderly man's well-being. Now, that's not a scientific fact, but it was one of the surprising and memorable moments from a television programme which introduced a group of very young people to residents of a retirement village. Old People's Home for Four-Year-Olds was broadcast on Channel 4 last week, and it explores what impact having the two generations mixed together has on their health and well-being. Let's have a listen to one resident talking about one simple way in which she felt the benefits.
To find a child's hand in yours is one of the most moving things that can happen to you. The most important things in life is to be loved, and children have such pure and positive love.
Professor Malcolm Johnson is visiting professor in gerontology and end-of-life care at the Department of Social and Policy Sciences at the University of Bath. He features in the programme. Professor Johnson, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, let's talk about the premise of this experiment.
The experiment is not wholly original. There have been developments of a similar kind in the United States. But the premise was to put older and younger people together to see what they gave to each other and how it affected in the case of the older people. We were most concerned to see whether it relieved them of loneliness and depression and immobility. And if you saw the program, you could see that those things were quite markedly changed.
Now, you did have an assessment of the older people who had to volunteer. I mean, they weren't press-ganged into this.
They weren't press-ganged, no. No, of course not. But some of them were reluctant and unsure, and that became very clear in the programme. Yeah.
There's one man called Hamish.
Hamish, indeed.
And Hamish did not see any point in this thing at all, but he'd go along with it anyway because he was there, that kind of thing.
Hamish is a distinctive and interesting man, and a bit curmudgeonly, and he couldn't see anything would happen to him, but it did.
But it did, and it makes for very rewarding viewing. Now, the assessment that you did on both the children and the older people, I mean, I don't know how much of an assessment you need on the children, because they take the world as they find it, you know.
We didn't really do assessments on the children. The focus was on the impact on older people. And we did 20 tests. They were all established, properly validated assessments. So although we are not saying this was a scientific experiment in a classical sense, it had all the proper qualities. And so 10 of those were looking at health factors, and 10 of them were looking at broadly their mental health and cognition. And they were pretty rigorous, and we did all of those tests on all of the older people before the experiment began, in the middle, and at the end.
Now, the results are quite remarkable in the sense that the mobility of people improved, the level of loneliness, depression, isolation they felt diminished. It was quite remarkable.
It was. And I was the one who was the most skeptical at the beginning. Not that I didn't think that small children would have a positive influence on older people. We would all expect that unless it went badly wrong, there would be some positive benefits. But the movements, particularly in the reduction of depression on the one hand, and on the other, the improved mobility, because a lot of older people, however nice the place where they live, tend to be advised by professionals not to do anything too strenuous, too difficult, because they might fall. And what we discovered is that well-motivated and enticed by small people saying, come and do this, come and do this, they rediscovered their capabilities. And that was something that you see in the film, and which came up demonstrably in our assessments of them.
One of the thoughts that crossed my mind was, what happens when the children leave? I mean, they have made friendships too with the older people, and the older people have made friendships with them, and then no longer the pitter-patter of tiny feet, the noise, the riotous behaviour, all of that then vanishes from the older people's lives.
It doesn't vanish, but it won't be as intense as it was for the six-week period of the experiment and the filming. Yes, strong relationships were made, and the mothers of the small children and the people who ran the nurseries all came on a regular basis. So the contacts were more than just one-to-one, and already the retirement community, St. Monica in Bristol, is arranging for the children to come back on a fairly regular basis. But the one-to-one relationships will be sustained with birthdays and parties and days out. And so we have created something that has a good capacity for going on, but not every day of the week for 6 weeks.
Yeah. And of that course, the children don't stay at that stage. They're not frozen in time. They will grow up and become teenagers who might be less interested, shall we say, in crawling around the floor.
Maybe, yes. But these relationships were very human. And what we saw was older people, either for the first time, like with Hamish, who was a never married man and knew very little about children, but who found that when children wanted him to be engaged, that he had qualities he didn't know, but many of the others had children or grandchildren or had been teachers, and they were using skills and experiences from the past that they thought were in the loft of their minds, never to be disturbed. And then they brought them out, and that was so gratifying.
And
for
some person maybe who doesn't have any living relatives or live too far away, they haven't had the comfort of a human touch for a long time, a little hand,
yeah,
you know, grasping a gnarled old hand or whatever.
Yeah,
that feeling of youth and age together is absolutely lovely.
Of being wanted for who you are, and it being natural and unforced. It is special, and it does go away when you get to be very old. And most of the people in our group were in their late 80s. The group went up to age 94. So they were, by most measures, pretty old.
Yeah.
And by our measurement, pretty frail. And yet, the introduction of these lively young people into their lives in an ordered way, it really brought something back into their lives that they thought had gone.
I want to listen to a little exchange between a woman called Monica and some of the children.
It is a very special day for one person in this room. Monica, is it a special day for you today?
Yes, it's my birthday today.
Happy birthday,
Monica. Happy birthday,
Monica. Millie, how old do you think Monica is today? Let's have a wild guess.
21.
Oh, you're friends for life.
Solomon, how old do you think Monica might be today?
This year, 102.
102?
The sounds of a birthday party, the same everywhere. One last point, Professor. The question of doing this elsewhere, I mean, I'm sure nursing homes in Ireland would be as interested as nursing homes in Cornwall.
Indeed, I've had a stream of emails. The programmes have evoked more interest than I thought they would, because I'm a gerontologist, and I know that public discussion about the well-being of older people is usually pretty negative. And the responses for these programmes were really quite heartwarming. So I've heard from places in Ireland who want to know how to do it. Lots of people have been contacting us how to do it. And I've decided that I'm going to ask my two fellow so-called experts, I say so-called to be a bit modest, to write up something which will provide some general guidelines. So just bringing little people into care homes on a mass scale, that won't work. It needs a certain amount of order and common sense. But anybody can do it. And I feel that the greatest benefit of the program would be if other people said, well, that was good, we could do that. And then they go off and do it. And a lot of intelligent people working in care homes and with older people will know pretty well what to do and what not to do. But if they want help from us, we're here to be available.
Well, I would recommend to anyone to look at the programmes on the Channel 4 player. Professor Malcolm Johnson, visiting professor in gerontology and end-of-life care in the Department of Social and Policy Sciences at the University of Bath, thank you very much for joining us.